You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, here we go. Welcome to You Know What, Dude, episode. You know, one of my I really like and I think I'm good at is naming the shows. It's one of my fun things to do.
Yeah.
Is naming the shows.
It's a little treat you get.
Well, I think I'm good at it.
You are.
I think people listen to the show. If you look at the name of the show,
mm-hmm.
and then you listen to it, you'll be like, "Oh, I get it."
Yeah.
That's fucking cute or funny or, you know, cool mm-hmm. the way I name
right.
it, and I take great pleasure in it. This show off the bat was shit.
Whoa. Hey.
It's called shit?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to name this episode?
Why?
Because that's the mood I'm in. Let's introduce Joe DeRosa, a.k.a.
Dangerous.
Damn dangerous. I'm Dangerous Joe.
And we got Monster Voice, Dan Soda. And, you know, there's we got two T-shirts up there, too. Dangerous Joe T-shirt on the merch page.
Which is awesome.
It's a fucking great shirt.
It
I'm getting one.
It is fucking yeah. awesome.
And they have, cool we have, it's a goddamn gator fight.
Oh, goddamn gator fight.
Thanks. I was in the goddamn bar and the place broke clean. Who came in with another guy in an orangutan and it turned into a goddamn gator fight.
Two full grown gator coming out the muck. Goddamn gator fight.
Went in, I grabbed his beak and I hold it and I put duct tape on the mouth and the gator can't fight no
now
more.
Now the gator just roll around.
It's a goddamn gator fight.
A ragatag yeah. sounded really funny.
Yeah.
Do they say that in Smokey and the Bandit?
No, it's from Clint Eastwood. It's from Clint Eastwood. Yeah,
Any Which Way
movie.
But Loose.
Any Which Way But Loose.
Is that movie funny?
Oh,
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It's horribly funny. It's just horrible funny. It's they got the gang, but I think they're gay. I think it's like a gay biker gang.
That is awesome.
Because they never have chicks. It's just the dudes.
They did two of those.
They did three, I think. I think they did three. Two or three. But if you hear that noise in the background, that's my chick using duct tape to fucking duct tape the body that she fucking killed last night. All right, Dexter, relax. Yeah. But yeah, I actually watched it yesterday. Clint Eastwood at his fucking best because he wasn't taking himself too seriously at this point.
Right.
He was doing some comedies. Fucking Clint Eastwood doing comedy
right.
and with an orangutan.
Right.
I mean, look, that would end anybody's career, but not fucking Clint. Not Clint.
No.
He didn't take himself too serious. He came out with the orangutan and the mother in that. Once in a while they come out with these old broads who are just cunts.
Right.
Just they play the fucking grumpy old bitch
right.
perfectly.
Like right. the lady from Goonies and Throw Mama from the Train?
Yes, exactly.
She's perfect.
She's like the biggest bitch ever.
Yeah.
She was great.
Anne Ramsey.
That was her name?
Yeah.
My favorite thing ever is, you know the Johnny Depp movie Blow?
Yeah.
At the end they show the real picture of George Jung.
Uh-huh.
The guy that was based on it, and they show him, he's just all weathered, and the guy, I was by myself, this old man next to me just goes, "Oof, Throw Mama from the Train." And I started like, it was like, that was perfect.
This movie, though, it's got the blonde chick.
Farrah Fawcett?
No, not a hot blonde. Remember the blonde chick that Clint Eastwood had in all the movies for a minute?
Which she was definitely banging, right?
Shirley MacLaine?
No, I'll tell you her name in a second. I'm looking it up, but she's just atrocious. She's in all his movies. What the fuck is her name? I forget her name. She's a blonde chick. She was in The Gauntlet. She was in every movie he did, she was in.
What else was she in, though?
She was the chick that got raped in the remember the movie with the fuck.
The Accused?
No, no, that's Jodie Foster. Foster. Yeah. That's a the, huh?
Oh, Sissy Spacek?
No, not Sissy Spacek. Right. No, it's not Carrie. And keep duct taping, no talking on the podcast. You know, one of these days, I wish you guys would back me up on this.
Well,
I like when Dawn chimes
so
in.
Her name is Sandra Locke.
No idea who that is.
That's the chick.
And she got raped? In real life, she got raped?
No, Jesus, Joe. Oh. Stop spreading rumors.
Yeah, I love that that's going to...
She... Sandra Louise Smith is her name now. I don't know what the she changed. She was born that. Now she's been in a sudden impact. She was in Any Which Way But Loose, The Gauntlet, Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh, okay.
The blonde girl in Outlaw.
I know
Josie.
Who you're talking about now.
These
I
are all first of all, these are all Clint Eastwood movies.
The Outlaw Josie Wales is one of them.
And
greatest.
Second of all, she sued Clint Eastwood a few years ago because he promised her a career. He's probably banging her. Got her in a bunch of movies, but she couldn't really pull it off. She's not that great of an actress. So she couldn't really...
Sounds like he gave her a fucking career. Named like six movies,
but here's
right?
the deal. If you're in fucking Outlaw Josie Wales, Sudden Impact, Any Which Way But Loose, The Gauntlet, which were all pretty much hits back in the day, or did well and did great now, they're fucking movies of a generation, and you don't come out of that on your own...
You stink.
You fucking stink. And she's almost albino. Like her fucking
she's
eyes.
Really pale in Outlaw Josie Wales.
She's I mean, they were pale back then, so it was for the period. It was a period piece.
Really? She had to really get nice and pasty.
Yeah, but she was in the Any Which Way But Loose.
That's ridiculous that she sued him.
She tried to sue him. I don't think it worked out. He probably did. Well, look, he probably did some horrid shit to this poor girl over the years.
Well, then didn't they make that the case? That wasn't the case. She just sued him because her career didn't work out. Give me something for nothing.
Yeah, that's what
fucking
they do.
Broke, bitch.
That's what they do.
Give me some of that Chrysler commercial money.
Well, let's, you know what, before we get off movies, you mentioned Blow. I think that movie stinks.
You didn't like it?
It's a complete Scorsese ripoff. It's just, the whole thing is just a Scorsese ripoff. Everything is freeze frame. It's just a ripoff of Goodfellas, man. Like the way it's directed and the way it's produced.
Ruth Gordon, that's her name. That's the mother's name. Ruth Gordon. Not to cut you off.
Oh yeah,
she was in Rosemary's Baby, Harold and Maude. Remember that movie?
Yeah, Ruth Gordon's great.
Yeah, she's all right. Harold and Maude.
Mm-hmm.
She's great, and she was in Any Which Way But Loose. Both of them hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious. Mm-hmm. I like when. Not to cut you off about the Blow thing, get into that was pretty interesting. But the when Clint Eastwood would just go, when the mob guy came up, is that a Cadillac? He's like, yeah. He goes, take it apart, Clyde. And then the ape just goes over and starts ripping the car apart.
Right.
But it's such shitty editing. Like the roof is caved in and then it's not caved in and then it's caved in and then it's not
no
caved in.
No continuity.
He goes to rip a tire off but the car wheels away with all the tires. It's just
that's funny.
It's funny. It's just back in the day when they didn't give a fuck about continuity and as audience members, we didn't know any better.
Well,
we
also, Blow was probably just really hitting like the trailers then so everyone's just like, let's just do some more Blow. Let's not edit it properly.
What'd you say?
I said cocaine's probably just rampant.
You can't. Yes, you should have said cocaine because you've confused me. And you said Blow, and you're talking about the movie Blow, and you kind of.
I knew what you meant.
I knew what you meant too, but it stunk.
You didn't know what he meant. I can tell by your face you didn't know what he meant.
I'm going to enjoy the ride, Joe. The ride me and you are going to take. We're going to take a ride after the show. You know where we're going?
Where?
It starts with an H.
Where?
The fucking hospital. I'm going to give you a ride because I'm going to knock your baby teeth out.
This is a good segue.
Yeah.
You've been a little on edge. Since we walked in today, what's going on, dude?
What's going on?
You're real edgy today.
Yeah, I'm not fucking edgy.
What's going on?
I'm fucking. I feel like my mother.
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
I feel fat and angry. I don't know, man. I think at this time of year, the winter starts to get to me. I'm going away. I'm getting anxiety because I'm going away for the first time in a month or so. Which, look, I have to go on the road. I got to make my cash.
When are you going?
Going Thursday.
Thursday.
So, but I got a lot of shit on my plate in the next couple weeks. A lot of stuff going on, and I'm not doing all the stuff I should be doing. You know, yesterday was a shit day too, man. I woke up yesterday. Man, me and fucking Dawn fought. Is she behind me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's holding a knife.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. She is sharpening a blade.
Dawn would, this is why I get scared. Dawn wouldn't knife me. She'd fight me. She's from Boston, dude. She's actually balled her fist up. She balled both of her fists up at one time, and he goes, "You motherfucker," and came at me. Like, literally, she fucking started swinging.
What'd you do?
What'd I do? I had to put all my weight on her and hold her down, and I giggled. Yeah, I just thought it was the cutest thing ever. But I was definitely scared. I was scared because if she hit me, you know, it's like the Hulk. Don't hit me.
Yeah, you're making me angry.
You motherfucker. Don't make me angry. And just fucking wake up and half her body's in one hand and half her body's in the next.
Just murderous
rage. I'm just
rage.
Dragging a bag to
you
the garbage.
You just black out.
Yeah, you guys do have more of a relationship where I picture her hitting you in the head with a rolling pin. Or a fry. Like, if they got physical, you'd hear, like, dung.
Yeah. First and of then all, just his body hit the ground.
My wife's not a baker.
What?
Shut the fuck. Shut up. Look, why don't I put a mic in the kitchen, all right?
You know what? I side with both of you on that one. I was with Dawn with hitting you with the pan, and then when she went into the cartoon analogy, lost me.
Yep. Hey, what's up, folks?
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks. I gotta find that podcast. Shut the I wish I had a rolling pin right now. First of all, my wife. Why would my wife have a rolling pin? What is she, a baker?
This would be funny.
I know. Mine was supposed to be too.
Well,
So it was a bad day, Joe. It was a real bad day. And then
she's got a rolling pin.
She's got a fucking rolling pin.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh God, would I laugh.
What is this? The fucking Bob Newhart show? Knock it off. Shut your face. Stop doing shit behind my back.
Could be Daryl.
Can I have some more?
My other brother, Daryl.
You'd have to be.
I know.
Actually, your reference matched a little closer to the original Bob Newhart show. You're thinking of Newhart.
You're right.
When you're thinking about your childhood that you missed because you were in front of a TV. Anyways, you fucking savant.
Which ran originally from 1968 until 1973.
Starred the very beautiful Suzanne Plachette.
Okay. Oh, she was.
She was smoking.
Well, you know what? Looking back, you look at her. First of all, we need to stay on topic here because I want to deal with what happened yesterday. But Suzanne Plachette, fuck her. Looking back, she wasn't that hot. I take all that back. She's not that hot. She was okay looking for the time. Okay, she had the short hair, right? That's when broads started cutting their hair short and wearing fucking pants and suits. And what? Fuck them.
You sound like you're bitter about the amendment that let women vote. He's like, first off, they start just really working, you know, mouthing off.
She was hot the way Leah Remini from King of Queens is hot.
No, fuck you.
She is smoking hot.
She's fucking smoking hot. She's hot like the fucking bitch from Three's Company.
No, she's not.
The black-haired. What's her name?
And I'd put Leah Remini in that same category. No, Leah Remini is Jersey hot.
Jersey hot?
Okay.
First of all,
Leah Remini's Jersey hot.
Absolutely.
If you put her next to, like...
That bitch isn't Jersey hot. She's Upper East Side hot.
But I'm saying... But you're missing my point. What I'm saying is she's hot in that, like, oh, I could actually meet this lady and date her. Potentially, kind of way. She's not Angelina Jolie hot. Where
yeah,
you
but,
go,
okay.
Neither
I agree
is Leah
with
Remini.
I get what you're
saying.
First of all,
Angelina Remini at a bar.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree with you on that. They're hot where you could actually hook up with them.
Right.
But Jersey hot, the chick from King of Queens, is way, in my opinion, way hotter than the chick from Three's Company and the chick from Bob Newhart. Way hotter. And those two chicks are like, they're not even really, they're good looking women. They're passable, but if aliens came here, they would just toss those broads away. They would toss those broads out and go, and Leah Remini would get picked up.
Suzanne Plachette was a sex symbol back then.
Who?
Suzanne Plachette was a sex symbol. Janet from Three's Company was never a sex symbol.
Yeah.
Chrissy was.
Yeah, Sarah
yeah but
Summer.
They
you
have
just
the same
hair because of the same haircut.
Suzanne at the time, I'm talking at the time she was on the show,
yeah.
was not hot. If you go back and you look at her ass and look at her titties and look at her dumb face, you'd be like, she's a mediocre fucking housewife. And Chrissy, no, what's her name?
Yeah, Suzanne.
Janet.
No, Janet was the same broad. She wasn't fucking Chrissy or any of the blonde bitches. She was just an okay broad. The same broad. I'm not saying they're the same, you know, from the same part of town.
I know.
Okay, but they're the same. Ugh. Like you'd hook up with them once and then be like, I'm out. You'd hook up with the fucking King of Queens and bang her for a while.
Cause she's got the Jersey look.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The other ones don't.
Imagine her being filthy.
Yeah.
All right. I want to take this to the DVDs. I have the Bob Newhart DVDs. I'm telling you, Suzanne Pleshette's hotter than you're giving her credit for right
Suzanne
now.
Suzanne Pleshette. Fucking dumb.
She was like a model, I think.
No, she wasn't.
Dude,
look it up on your phone. Look it up. I'm fucking...
I saw you tap out on trying to spell Pleshette.
I don't need to spell it. That was a good one, Joe.
All right. Listen.
You spell it right now. Go.
I can't spell it
fuck
either.
You,
I just know that's what you were
sucker.
Doing, though. You were going, I'm not fucking trying to spell it.
You see? You see? Dum-dum's a dum-dum.
I can't spell it either.
Anyways, well, he's looking that up. Yesterday, I woke up in a shit day. And then me and my missus, me and the missus got into a big hot one over some shit from a long time ago, which was my fault.
Okay.
I took the hit on that. I brought up some shit from a long time ago, and she defended herself, and I fucking defended my point, and it got a little heated, and then you know we shut it down. She went her way, I went my way. She went downstairs and took a nap. I was up here playing some vid games, and then she came back up, and it was all good, I think. And I apologized, blah blah blah, and she was like, "All right," and she accepted it, and I was out of line. And then the fridge. The brand new fridge with the crushed ice.
Gorgeous.
And the water.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
The back thing's leaking. She looks on the floor. There's water everywhere. So now we got to take that out. Now, you all know that when I teach people things, I do it in a very gentle way. And I know how to really.
Oh, yeah. You have a very soft hand whenever you teach anybody anything.
Right.
When I try to explain something, I'm what they call a gentle teacher.
Exactly.
Shut up.
The kind of. You should be a kindergarten teacher.
I'd be a great kindergarten teacher. Because kids listen. I'm like fucking adults.
Whoa.
Sorry.
So what happened? You yelled at her about the leak?
No, I didn't yell at her about a leak. Joe, you know what you are? You're fucking TMZ. You just like to say shit to get people to flip out. And then you take your mental photos.
Bobby Kelly's flipping out on his wife about
it. I can't
tell
if you're being sarcastic right now about like I was very gentle in teaching or something.
I was very gentle in teaching her. I was being sarcastic, Joe.
Okay.
Yes, I was, because I have.
What?
The fact that I have to explain that joke to him.
You didn't. I was going along with that. I go, so you yelled at her about the fridge, and then you were like, no, I didn't yell at her. So
no,
I'm like,
I didn't
well,
yell
well,
at her. I didn't yell at her about the fridge. I yelled. Okay. We got into a fight about because we had to get into the back of the thing and figure it out. And she thinks she's more of a. This is what bugs me about my wife, and I know she's behind me. And please tell me if she is using a rolling pin at one point. Is that she? She thinks she's more like manly than me around the house. Like she painted the shit over here the other day and fixed something on the floor, or fixed a toilet paper thing that fell off. And you know, I can do all that shit. Just tell me to do it and I'll do it. But she thinks, you know, and she fixed the door downstairs that had the thing fell off. And she does a lot around the house, but she does it without telling, you know, look, can you do this? If I did it and failed, that'd be one thing. And then she walks around like she's got a tool belt on and she's the fucking man. You know what I mean?
I ask you to do it. If weeks go by.
Because I'm on the road.
No.
Because I'm writing. No. Because I have shows. No.
I just take the opportunity just to do it myself. All right. Because I know I can do it.
Okay. All right, dude. Listen.
Which is also... oof.
What?
How diplomatically can we discuss this? Are you going to get mad?
I'm not going to get mad. If you put those fucking fingers away,
that's
I won't
your
get
technique.
Mad.
She's using your own technique on you, dude.
What do you mean?
I've heard you say that before.
What? Whoa.
You're
what
giving me advice.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing? Are you
no, not a marriage technique.
Are you all right? You're not ratting me out in front of
no,
my wife.
No, no,
some
no.
Technique that I use that works.
No, a work
still works to this day.
No. A work technique. You've given me that advice before.
What?
I've said, you know, I'm working on something with somebody or whatever.
Right.
And the guy isn't doing a shit.
Right.
And you go, you know how to get him to fucking do it? He sat there for fucking weeks. You do it.
Right.
And when he sees that you did it, he'll take the fucking hint. So Dawn kind of hits you with your own,
yeah,
your own strategy on fixing the closet.
Right. Okay. Well, here's the deal, Joe.
See, I feel like I get mad now.
I'm not getting mad. Put the finger.
They're back. I put my fingers back to surrender. Yeah. I'm scared.
Joe's like one of those exotic birds, and his fingers are like his feathers.
Look, man, we're at the point, I think, in a marriage, you know, there's something up where she's becoming, you can't just stay who you are. I mean, there's the relationship before the marriage, and then you get to the point where, all right, let's do this. Let's get married. And then you evolve out of that, too. Sometimes people evolve away from each other. Sometimes people, if you don't talk and you don't argue and you don't say sorry and you don't constantly, you know, try to evolve individually and own your shit and know the root of the relationship is love, and I give a shit about this person, you'll fucking just, fuck you, I'm out. You know what I mean? You can say all that shit. You can say fucked up shit and mean shit and argue and yell and cry and scream. But as long as you can come back and be honest and go, look, I fucked up, or own your shit, you have a chance. You understand?
Right.
Of evolving, yeah, together and going to the next level of your relationship. Which, thank God, me and my chick do. We have that. I mean, you know, I have to guide her through some of this shit because I know more about it than her. And I'm not saying that to be a dick.
All right.
I'm sure she's not fucking...
She didn't do anything.
Yeah, because she's not from a family of... I grew up in AA. Mm-hmm. I grew up in, you know, group homes, you know, where you had to go to group and talk and your emotions and how I'm feeling and you did this. And then I've been in AA for 27 years almost, you know, so... I know how to communicate. I know how to own my shit. I know healthy ways of living.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, I know how to alleviate the resentment and the anxiety,
right,
is by talking about it and letting, right, it explode on the person and then owning your shit.
Right.
So, I mean, we have a shot, but yesterday was one of those days, man. I brought up some shit from years ago. You remember I always talked to you about resentment? If you don't talk to the person, yeah, at the moment,
yeah,
like last week, me and Joe, he had some shit with me. He, yeah, called me up literally out of the blue. Dude, can I come over? I got some shit. I just want to talk to you about it, so I don't want to carry it around all day. He came over. We talked about it. It was fucking gone. Boom. Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
No fight. No fight. Not even a yell. Not even nothing. It was just like, all right, cool.
That's completely handled.
Because it was presented in the correct way. You know, for another human being to deal with it. And, you know, yesterday, I was fucking angry. And then the fridge thing happened. And I was like, you know, it's hard. And it's hard when you're telling somebody, and I know where it comes from. When people don't listen, I fucking hate it. I'm a good learner.
Mm-hmm.
I learn well. When somebody teaches me something, I love to fucking... You know, even like this last year, you know, I learned a lot the last couple of years about writing. And, you know, I stole a bunch of shit from Billy and Joe on how to, you know, I can listen and learn and absorb shit real quick and put it into fucking action. I hate when people don't listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people, when you're teaching somebody something and you'll fucking go, no, do this and put it down. And no, fuck. So yesterday, I mean, it's me too, though, because I have my stepdad in me. That used to fucking beat the shit out of me and scream at me and yell, "Do this, you fucking idiot." I have five Irish Catholic uncles from Boston. Mm-hmm. What are you, fucking dumb? Just pick it up. Get out of the way. Let me fucking do it. Fucking go. Just go.
Right.
I have my mother. You know, what the fuck? What are you doing? Just do it.
They sound like, right, all the same.
it really, yeah, is. So that's in me.
Yeah.
And I got to get it out of me. But it's not like the it's not right there yet. It's not, mm-hmm, like I can't bring that into my kid's life. I, yeah, can't. I,
right,
can't. And that's what happened yesterday. I'm trying to teach her to, she's behind the fridge unscrewing the shit because I couldn't fit. Fuck you, Dan. So
I gave you a compliment today and then you,
thank you,
you brushed it off.
So I'm like, you know, unscrew it this way. She's like, I am, but she wasn't. She was hearing me. She wasn't listening to me. And I'm like, go straight in. And she kept doing it wrong. And I'm like, fucking D. And she's like, and then it gets to the point where I don't want to do it. You do it. She does that girl shit. Where it's like, just fucking don't be a child. And then it just explodes from there. That's what happened.
Well, it's tough. You guys are two alphas, too. I'm starting to learn this, that there's different levels of alphas. I used to think that alpha could only be you.
Yeah. What does that mean? When you say you and you point to me with that wand finger, there's a little something behind it.
It's nothing bad. Okay. I'm saying I used to think that an alpha was you, Patrice.
Right.
Burr.
Yep.
Just fucking chest out.
Yeah.
You know, you're fucking wrong. I'm right. Yep. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that you're, that's not an insult. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If you boiled it down to whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm starting to learn that there are different levels of alphas. And right. Dawn's definitely alpha. And you're alpha.
Right.
So when the two alphas go at it, it's like, you know what I mean? You guys hit those fucking things where it's yell, 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 yell. And then one of you is just going to go, like when we fought in the street, one of us is going to go, fuck this. I'm done. I'm walking away. You know what I mean? And then the other person is going, don't you fucking walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So same thing with the refrigerator. You guys are yelling and she goes, fucked up, fucking done. And you know, and then you're like, you know, it's tough.
Here's the thing is that, you know, I'm learning how not to flip out. I'm learning how not to be angry because anger was my defense mechanism for years. Anger and humor. That's how I got out of a lot of situations, dangerous situations, you know, a lot of fucked up places I was. It was either fucking anger, which, you know, would bring in rage and fucking then I could fight somebody or at least take a beating in most cases, take a, you know what I mean, a pounding.
Yeah.
Or I'd be able to make somebody laugh and get out of it. You know, that's what I did in jail, the juvie jail and all the homes and all the places I was and the shitty towns I lived in, all the fucked up friends I had, you know, that's what I would use. So now later in life, I use the same shit.
Yeah.
So I get angry, you know, when she starts not listening to me, you know, I'm like, fucking, just fucking listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hit me. You know, it's
right?
just fucking that type of rage. It's like, yeah,
you want collision.
I want you to fucking just do what I want. Get it do, but I got to learn how not to do that, which I'm trying, but it's hard because it's like I need you to stop doing the shit you do,
right?
To piss me off, I need you, like you are not doing what you did to set my anger off. You're coming to me going, "Hey man, I'm sorry," and I'm going, "I'm sorry too,"
right?
You know, instead of, but she's passive aggressive.
Well. You know, passive aggressive is always a tricky thing.
Ugh,
it is.
It's the worst.
It's a tricky thing because sometimes passive aggressiveness, and I know this from my own experience in doing it, and I don't like to do it.
Your face does.
I try not to do it, but passive aggressive behavior can often be the product of trying to avoid confrontation. So you go... So let's say it's me and you or me and Dan, right? And we're getting tense and, you know, I'm driving. He's giving me directions. Where do I turn? Just fucking turn. Fucking turn, you know, because he's fucking freaking because we got to make the turn. Then I in my head go, why the fuck did he just fucking yell at me like that? You know what I mean? And I'm like, but I don't want to fight right now. I'm just going to let it slide. And then 10 minutes later, we're talking, and he does it again. And then I go, you know what? And da-da-da-da. And then I do a passive-aggressive fucking swipe at you. And then you go, what the fuck, man? What fucking, you got a problem? Say some shit. And it's like, oh, because I didn't fucking... Because I tried to avoid that first smack.
Yeah.
Now it's coming out in the wrong way. And I was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And but it came out fucking wrong. And it's still both people. It's unfair to both people. I'm not saying it's totally justified. I'm just saying that's what sucks about passive aggressive. There are some passive aggressive cocksuckers out there.
Oh, real bad.
That's all they do is, you're going to wear that? No, that's fine.
I saw a lot of that in San Francisco.
But, you know.
You did?
In San Francisco, I was at a bar outside. Having a beer with a buddy of mine, old friend of mine from high school, and he's sitting down in this chair, and this guy looks like he's homeless, and he's like walking around. There's a couple next to us, and my buddy looks at the guy and goes, "Hey man, can I help you?" And then the girl next to him, just passively aggressive, goes, "That you're actually sitting in his chair." And he goes, "Then he should have just fucking said something."
Right.
And she goes, "Well, he wasn't trying to be rude." And my buddy goes, "Well, now you're being rude." because you're making me feel like an asshole because I didn't even know I was sitting in this guy's chair. And she just goes, whatever, man. And I was just like, fuck you.
That's such a fucking California
It is.
Move.
And that's why immediately I missed that East Coast aggressive.
Well, here's
aggression.
The thing is I love San Fran.
Oh, it's one of the greatest.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a San Fran thing. San Fran is a pretty badass place. One of my favorite places on the planet. It's such a Cali thing.
Yeah.
You know, and can I bring something up real quick?
What?
That fucking bugs me to know. If you're a woman and you sing your fucking sentences, I hope you get hit by a fucking flock of birds.
What the fuck?
You know, so anyways, I was going to go buy this house he was there and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh God.
I fucking hate you.
I call that twat twang.
Well,
that's what I call that. It's like that fucking. It's that
Someone's got a new shirt.
More shirts. Boom, boom. Hi, I'm Monster Voice from Robert Kelly's. You know what, dude? Come on down to Monster Voice T-shirt Emporium. We've got twat twangs. We've got Dangerous Joes, short sleeve and long sleeve, and new red gator fives.
Everything is a. Where is your fucking soul, dude?
I love it. What's wrong?
You fucking bit computer.
What? I love it. Don't.
You know what? I'm sorry that I just improv that and made Bobby and Don laugh.
Yeah, what are you stepping on our fun for? What are you?
That's passive
fuck?
Aggressive.
My fun That's is stepping on your fun.
At least he's honest. You fucking dickhead.
It's just his catchphrases bug me. The characters bug me.
I love them all.
Thank you.
I love them all. And you know what? People love them too. Actually, I had a lot of emails in the last couple weeks because you haven't been on.
Yeah.
You know, we had you on with the Kathy one. But you haven't been on, and people were like, where the fuck? I love you and Joe, but can you get Monster Voice back on, please? A lot of emails.
No, I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
I didn't get any that said that.
Of course you didn't. Because they know you wouldn't be able to handle them. The fuck, man? I'm not enough.
I love that Dan does characters and voices. I was just fucking with him.
I know. I hate that. I fucking...
It's all hot girls that have never been told to shut up.
Oh, God. It's just, I watch these shows on TV and Selling LA is like a, I like real estate shows. Yeah. I like, because I want to buy a house. Yeah. You know, I own real estate.
You own property?
I'm a property owner.
You're a landowner?
It's actually pretty fucking amazing because I own property in Manhattan.
That was a
goal of mine when I moved here. Like one of those, like someday. Yeah. Someday I'll have my own apartment in crushed ice.
When you're walking home in the rain.
One of those goals was ripped out of my hands yesterday. One of those dreams was stepped on.
It's temporarily blah, fuck.
Really?
It'll be back.
What was it?
Temporarily dismantled.
Anyways, yeah. So, you know, I watch these shows, but this fucking I hear these women. You hear them in restaurants, mm-hmm. and you hear them walking on the street and in a fucking elevator. And
Joe and I hit on them at bars.
Oh my God, where are you from? You're so funny. How come you don't even know? Like, do you know who? Nick, I don't even know his name. What is his?
Do you know that one comic?
I fucking hate you. I hate you.
Well, that's why you're lucky that you're married and you don't have to deal with that like Joe and I have to.
If my wife had sing-songy sentences, I'd slap her. If you're dating a girl, if you listen to this podcast and you're dating a girl that goes, oh my God, why do you like that podcast? I don't get it. Dump her. Fucking dump her. Dump her or fucking tell her. Be honest. Stop. Seriously, just like if she had a fucking piece of pepperoni on her cheek, say.
Who has pieces of pepperoni on their cheek?
Have you ever eaten pepperoni pizza with me?
No, I haven't.
Anyways.
All right.
If you had it on your cheek, Dan, I'd be like, Dan, you got a piece of pepperoni. Get that off. It's gross.
Yeah.
You look like an asshole. Do that. It's the same thing. Just tell her. Stop. You sing your sentences, and that's an accent. You've created that. That's not how people talk. You created that for some gay, stupid, dumb reason. You go, oh, my God.
Right.
What? Stop it.
Right.
And this is because when important people come around these people, their boss or somebody, it goes away. It immediately goes away. Hi, how are you, Mr. Whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as, oh my God, did you, shut the fuck up. Right. You're a phony. You're a fraud. And you fucking took your stupid teenage shit life and brought it into your adulthood. And now as an adult, I have to listen to your shit voice in a restaurant while I'm trying to fucking be romantic with my wife. I gotta, oh my God, Sarah at work today? Shut the fuck up. Fucking sing-songy shit fucking voice. If you're dating a girl that does that and you don't tell her to stop, if you don't sit her down and go, listen, stop, you sound like a moron. It's not who you are. It's a stupid thing you do. Stop it. Just listen and talk normal when you're out in public. You don't have to go, oh my God. You can go, oh my God, that is crazy. And talk regular. If you don't do that, you're a fucking spineless coward of a man.
Whew. All right.
How was that for in your face, Dan?
Fucking A. That's an alpha male shit.
That was an alpha male shit. That was opinionated.
It was.
That was aggressive.
I don't think there's an alpha male regular in this room except for my dog.
Well, that was... I have nothing to add to that.
Really? Are you...
Yeah, it's annoying. I don't like when people talk and everything sounds like a question.
What do you mean?
I was going to the store... And I needed to get ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like, stop going up at the end. It's not a question.
It's like an Australian accent.
The upswing.
It's an Australian accent. The shittiest accent on the planet. And I know, we get Australian fans. He's written to me a couple times, a few of them. We have a bunch of people in Australia, actually.
Not going to listen to the You Know What Dude podcast
anymore?
No.
I fucking...
You're right, it does all go up. Yeah. You just ruined an accent for me. I like that accent.
I hate it.
You just ruined it.
I stopped watching Lost because of the Australian bitch in it.
Really?
Yeah. My baby, Charlie. My baby. My baby, Charlie. My baby, Charlie. My baby.
Australian accent for me, too.
That's what made you stop watching Lost? That's the accent?
That's...
Not that the show stunk?
No, I actually was a big fan of Lost. I was a big fan of Lost. I like J.J. Abrams. I like his new show, too. It's fucking phenomenal.
What is it?
His new show isn't very good. The cop, the Alcatraz one?
That's not him.
Yeah, he had something to do with that.
Is that him?
I think he produced it.
Yeah, he produced it or something.
Fuck, I thought his new show was...
He's got the other River? One, too, though.
What's the other one?
I can't remember, but...
It's the Fringe. Fringe is him, too.
Yeah.
I heard Fringe is good.
Fringe is good, man. Yeah, Fringe. I like Lost, but I stopped watching it because of that... And when she died, I couldn't even get back into it because I was lost. Get it? That's what I do now.
Fuck,
I
go, you.
Like you're fucking calling a horse?
Yeah.
You fucking dickhead.
That's what I do when I see a zinger. bugs you, dude.
Nice shoes.
Hey, you look... I like your haircut, kid. You got to do it four times. That's six times, actually.
Yeah.
Hey, Joey, I love that shirt. What's it called again?
Henley.
Henley.
I don't understand what
I don't know what that thing was.
What calls for the noise, though?
I don't know. It's just, if you go up to people and go, hey, good, have a good day today, Joe. Ugh. It's just going to annoy people.
Yeah.
I that do about does it.
I do. It does do it. Have a good day, my friend. Look at the weather outside. Summer's finally coming. I do this thing. In the elevators when I go to O&A, it's called Friendly Bob. And I'm just friendly to people, just overly friendly, which for some reason in this society makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It makes people uncomfortable. I don't think if you did it in the middle of this country, right, I think it would be accepted more. But in New York City, if you're too friendly, there's two things that scare people in New York City. Someone who's too friendly in public and somebody walking with a bat.
Yeah.
You cannot you can't purchase a baseball bat and walk home with it out of a package in New York. People will run across the street from you. Matt Frost gave me a bat one time, a Red Sox bat, and I walked home from 57th Street when the office used to be up there, all the way home with the bat in my hand, and people were literally running across because they saw a bald dude coming down the street with a bat, and they just assumed the worst was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're trying to reclaim the neighborhood.
Yeah, walking tall.
Yeah.
Walking tall.
Fucking Bobby's had enough. Now he's taking justice into his own hands.
He's this is Hell's Kitchen's going back to what it used to be.
Yeah, I don't like all these fancy restaurants and all these beautiful people.
Yeah, I don't like these men kissing inside of their Toyotas.
No men kissing men.
No men kissing on men in my village.
I'd be scared shitless if I saw you walking down the street with a bat.
Yeah, well, I'd be scared shitless if I just saw you walking down the street with that head.
There it is.
So folks.
oh boy.
So I did. I do this friendly Bob thing where I'm just like, "Hey, how are you? How you doing?" So just play along with me.
Yeah. Okay.
So hey, how are you? I'm Robert. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, man.
What's your last name?
It's Soder.
Soder. I'm Robert Kelly. Hi. I'm Irish. What is Soder? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Swedish.
Swedish?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you from Sweden?
No.
Did you ever go to Sweden?
No, I never been.
Always wanted to go to Sweden.
Yeah.
Always wanted.
Do you really?
Do you work in the building?
No, I don't. Can you hit six,
Yeah,
please?
Sure. Absolutely, man. Six. I'm actually going to 36.
Oh, okay.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
The improv that the two of you do, it makes me sick.
Yeah, it's actually good.
It's good.
It
yes,
makes me sick to my stomach.
Because you can't do improv.
I can.
No, you can't.
It's just, what are you doing?
You try doing
Stop
it.
Stop doing a sketch
You
together.
Try doing it. You try doing it.
We're supposed to be talking about things.
We're talking. I'm giving
do
an example,
Bob to Joe.
Joe.
Do friendly Bob to
just
Joe.
Just his.
Here's the scene.
Joe, we're giving an example of it, okay? Ready? Here we go.
Face.
Ready? Here we go. You want to do so? You think you can do improv? Okay. Mm. Hey, how you doing? I'm Bob. What's your name?
Hey, why don't you go fuck yourself? I'm kidding. I'll do it for real.
First of all, he would never do that. He's a coward in an elevator.
And you I know,
an
but I'm playing a character.
Yeah. That he needs to kiss up to.
But I'm playing
anybody with a bald and glasses, Joe respects.
But I'm playing a character right now.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not
right,
doing
go.
Me. I'm doing my character.
No, Joe, let's just do what you want. Me and him were doing it. You stepped on it. But let's just do what you do,
it
Joe.
Was a joke.
Fuck you. Go back. Hey,
let's
how
go.
You doing, Dan?
We're going back to RC?
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck him. Fucking step on it. We'll do. I'm gonna do me and you, and then we're gonna do Joe, and we're gonna see who's the better improver.
Okay.
Because I don't think you got it in you, Joe. I don't think you got a fucking acting.
I think I already
Bring
proved
it on,
it
motherfucker.
I proved it with the first.
Bring
scene.
It on.
Right, let's, I proved it with.
I
want to
do.
Scene.
We're gonna do it one more.
The six hit level six was genius.
Here we go. Ready? Here
Belushi
we go.
Shit.
Here we go. Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fantastic.
Awesome.
Really good today.
Okay.
Where are you from, man? I'm Bob, by the way. Nice to meet you.
I'm Dan. Nice
Dan, how you doing, Dan?
Good.
Yeah, Bob Kelly. Yeah.
Right.
What are you working in the building?
Yeah, accounting.
Oh, where do you work?
Accounting.
Accounting. Oh, you must know math really good, huh?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Oh, that's great, man. Where'd you get that shirt? I like that shirt.
I don't know, man. My girlfriend picked it up. Thanks, man.
Really? You got a girlfriend? How long have you been dating?
Like 3 months.
I've been married for 4 years. I love it.
Congratulations, man.
Do you love it?
I mean, I don't. I did. I mean, I've been dead here for like 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah,
that's good, man. That's good that you have somebody though. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, this is my floor. I
All right, brother. I'll see you later, Dan. Dan, what's your last name?
Boom.
Okay. All right. Ready now? Yell action.
Action.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing. Doing good, man. I'm doing. I'm Bob. What's your name?
Bob, I'm Joe. Do you work in the building here?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Where do you work?
I don't work in the building. I actually come in once in a while, so I technically work in the building. I do a radio show.
What,
up on
Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
Really? I love that show.
Oh, cool, man. What's your last
I love
name,
that
Joe?
Show. Wilson.
Wilson. Wow. Mm-hmm. What is that? Like the that's like the
it's like the
soccer
balls.
Ball.
Yeah, it's like the basketballs or the soccer balls.
Yeah, like in the what's that movie with Tom Hanks?
We named the ball Wilson in the movie. Did you ever see that movie?
I did.
Is it your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Not my favorite.
Because I like Philadelphia better
personally. I like, all right, you're annoying.
I don't want
He won. He won. I give it to Dangerous Joe.
I don't like it.
That was actually entertaining to watch. Because I watched Joe focus in with his evil eyes and know exactly.
I tell you something.
He took the piss right out of it.
Joe just shut the fucking podcast down with that fucking cackle.
If
I could bottle
banshee.
That, I'd put it in a whistle and we use it as a rape whistle.
Girls in trouble.
Someone's being raped. Either Joe just made a funny.
Yeah,
or someone's being raped, or both. Actually, that brings me into the thing. You're getting new glasses, and what's one of the reasons? Yeah,
I'll tell you the main reason.
Tell the main reason.
The same reason I got contacts,
right?
Because our friend Bob here, Dan, has taken a habit of telling me how pretty he thinks my eyes are. Yesterday, he told me I had to hang up on him in the middle of this just to get it, just to get a breath for a minute before we continued. In the middle of the phone call, he goes, "I saw you on Red Eye on Friday." I was like, "Oh, great!" And he goes, "You got to stop wearing glasses that don't show your eyes, man." He goes, "Your glasses cut your eyes off." He goes, "I'm going to tell you something. Your eyes look really pretty on television." And I hung up. And I thought about it for a minute. He called me, and I thought, let me I want to hear it out. I actually do want to hear about my eyes.
Yeah, your low self-esteem took over.
Not gonna lie. I'm getting lost in him right now, even talking to him.
I'm not even kidding. Joe, his let me tell you, people say, why does Joe get women? How does Joe get women? They look at Joe, and you're like, what the fuck?
Thank you.
And I think one of the things is those big...
baby blues?
Those eyes you can swim in. Yeah. They're big and round and
they're like
blue,
Japanese anime.
Right? They're blue, right?
Yeah. Blue.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. And on fucking camera, on HD,
dive right in them.
And Joe lost a little weight, so that neck thing isn't really happening on film.
I feel like it is happening today. Is it not happening?
No, well, today it is, but the other day it wasn't when you weren't swollen from the shit food you ate yesterday.
I ate pretty good yesterday.
You had Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's Sunday.
No, I didn't. I didn't do it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, because I ate bad on Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right.
I went hog wild.
Hog wild?
On Saturday, yeah.
That can mean a couple things with you, Joe.
I ate a whole...
yeah. That could mean you had a whole Bailey J.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, I ate a whole medium pizza. Half of it had meatballs on it.
Eat the whole thing? Yeah, you know, the
whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't
I ate all but one slice, and then I laid down, and I woke up 3 hours later, and I just sat up and ate the other slice.
Right after?
Yeah.
Like right from your nap?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I've done it.
And then I've done it. I love it.
For dinner, I got ribs from our spot.
Okay.
From Chef Foes, whatever it's called.
Great ribs.
Yeah, I got 8 ribs. Mm.
You got a full rack.
And an egg roll.
An egg roll. Mm. Here's the deal. Okay, I fell off my diet too. Since you're admitting it,
yeah.
I'll admit it to you.
Oh, geez.
I fucked off. I've been really good for over a month, and I was losing weight. And then I just, you know, yesterday and I forget another day too. It was 2 days this week. I couldn't do it. I just said, fuck it, man. It was cold and this fucking shit weather and the gray and it's dark out at 4:45.
Right.
It just fucking gets to me, man. And I haven't been going to the gym. And I plateaued on the weight.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to put a pair of jeans on I could wear 4 months ago. I can't even get them on. And I lost weight. So I feel like shit. So I ordered. This is how fucking angry I get. I get angry at food when it's not, when I'm going to eat. It's like I'm a fucking addict. I said, "Dawn, let's get a pizza." She was like, "Okay," because she felt like shit too.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better when she's fucking weak, and I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing better.
You
thank
can
God
use it to your advantage.
Thank God it's not meth because we'd be dead. Okay, yeah. So
but you'd be skinny as shit.
That's true.
So we, I said, "Let's get a." She's like, "All right." So we got a pizza. I go, "All right, you order it, pizza and." And we ordered something else too. We got a Caesar salad each.
Yeah.
So we're getting a pizza. So I get there. Mm-hmm. I get to the fucking place. And I go, "All right, cool." They give me the pizza. I look at the box. Uncle Mario's. I go, "What is this? What size is this?" Like angry. He goes, "Medium." I go, "What are you fucking?" I go, "What do you mean a medium? It's supposed to be a large." She goes, "No, she said medium." I go, "She's fucking bitch. You fucked with me."
And it's not enough.
Well, Harris, it is.
Medium isn't enough.
I'm saying in my head, she fucking did that. She did that mom shit with me. Just let's get a medium. A medium's enough. You can fuck you. If I'm fucking going out, I want a large. If I'm fucking off. So I was talking to myself. I went and got potato chips on the way home. I was like, fuck her. You want to? Now I'm getting chips. And I'm walking out. I got chips because you fucked me on the large.
Why don't you just get a large? You were right there. You just
because it was already cooked.
But just wait another 10 minutes and get the large.
So anyways, I just came on. I wasn't thinking straight,
right.
Joe.
No.
I wasn't thinking straight. You're right, but I wasn't thinking straight. I wanted to fucking yell.
Okay.
I went home with chips and I had the fucking thing and I go, "Why'd you do that to me?" She goes, "What are you talking about?" I go, why'd you order a medium? If I'm going to fucking eat shitty, I want to do it. She's like, I didn't. I ordered a large. They fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah.
They fucked up.
I would have just go, no, it's supposed to be a large. I would have just waited.
It's sickening. It makes me sick that I get mad about that, Dan. Yeah. Listen to me. I could have had a slice in my salad and been done.
Can you?
That's the reality of it. I could have had a slice in the salad and been done and been full. I had to eat half the fucking, more than half the pizza, my whole salad and chips, and just stuff my fat face until I passed out.
Mm-hmm. I'd appreciate it from now on if you directed the comments at both of us. Mm-hmm. I don't like when you go Dan. Mm-hmm. I like when you say Dan and Joe.
Joe's being honest, and I think...
No, yeah, dude, it's the worst, man. It's the worst, dude.
I ate Burger King at 1 a.m. last night.
There's nothing better than it. There's nothing fucking better than it. Saturday,
double stacker,
dude,
in a chicken club from Burger King.
Dude, I woke up Saturday. I got the medium pizza. I ate five of the six slices. I passed out on the couch. I woke up. I ate the last slice. I laid there like a lump of shit. I took another nap.
Yeah.
I didn't have a spot till 1 a.m. That was my only spot at Gotham. At 9 o'clock, I called the Chinese place. I got the ribs and the egg roll. Ooh. I steamed some broccoli because that way it's healthy, right?
Yeah.
I fucking ate all of that except for two ribs. I laid down again for another like hour and a half. I sat up. I ate the last two ribs. I got dressed. I went to Gotham. It was like, dude, the shit I have waited for. Because I'll...
Can you keep talking about food?
Yeah.
I know. I can't...
I'll get so mad. Dude, I went to KFC the other night when I called you. Remember when I called you and you hung up and you go, don't go get shit food. Stick to your diet.
Right.
I was on the phone with him, Dan. This is just for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone with him, and he goes, what are you doing? And I go, dude, this is how sick I am. Now, I'm doing a bit about this. Do you have a bit like this, by the way? Because I'm working on a bit about, I go, don't give up your vices because you just turn into a lump of shit. I'm just putting it all into food now. So, and I'll go, look at you, you're hot. Normally I would take that home and I'd go on YouPorn and I'd fucking crank it out, that chick in the front row.
Can you not do that?
Looking at you, don't.
Yeah.
Just do the
it
bit.
It makes it funny on stage.
Yeah, okay. We're not on stage. Right. We're in my living room right now.
And it looked really
good.
Yeah.
But I can't.
And don't do that ear thing. I don't want your monkey ear fucking showing at me either. Fix that headphone.
His chip ear.
I can't even
keep
one.
Do that. Just keep one.
But I can't. I gave up porn, so I can't do that. So now I go home and I go, oh, fuck, a chick was so hot, and I'm fucking just shoving pizza in my face.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I did it with cigarettes, too.
Yeah.
Somebody makes me angry, and I can't go smoke, and I go, fucking egg roll. You know what I mean? Like, so, I'm on the phone with him, and we're talking about food, and I just go, dude, this is how fucking sick I am right now. I've been, the whole time we've been talking, I walked by KFC earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it. I said, no, I'm not getting it. The whole time we've been on the phone, I've been staring at the KFC website, looking at pictures of the chicken.
Yeah, that's funny.
Literally the way you would look at a hooker website.
Yeah, you'd be like, ooh,
and be like, should I do this? I don't know if I should do that. And I sat there and he goes, we hung up and he goes, don't get shit food. And he hung up. And I was like, he's fucking right. And then I was like, I called a friend, dude. You want to talk about an addict?
Yeah.
I called my friend Chip, who struggles with this shit. And I go, I just want it. And he goes, don't go. And I go, motherfucker, last time I called you about this, you said you only live once and go do it. Why aren't you fucking saying that right now? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I was in a different place then. You shouldn't go do it. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going. I went to KFC for $16.99. They had an 8-piece meal. I got the fucking 8-piece meal, two large sides. I added a third side. So I got mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and potato wedges.
Wow.
Oh, the potato wedges, did you dip them in the mashed potatoes?
Of course.
Oh, God.
The fuck are you talking to? I dipped them in the coleslaw, too.
That's called a double potato. You know that. And then you add the coleslaw, a messy double potato.
You really tied up and pushed off on that meal.
Yeah. I got three meals out of it. I got my dinner meal, then my late night, I'm hungry again meal, and then breakfast.
Wow.
Oh.
I woke up. In fact, I had to come over here to do a podcast. I woke up the next day and I fucking barreled it.
This is how much, anytime I see KFC anything, I think of Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves the shit.
Always think it was on yesterday. I go in my head, Joe. I go, Joe, somewhere looking at KFC. It's fucking terrible though, because a lot of people listen. I got emails from a lot of people that are like, dude, I'm losing weight, you know, because I've been not eating carbs and, yeah, and on the South Beach diet, and I've gotten some emails of some of the fans that are actually losing weight. They're on the South Beach diet. They're motivated. It just, I gotta stop using food as a fucking drug, but I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
I was okay. When I smoked, I was okay. Kind of when I fucked, I was okay. When I was a piece of shit, you know, I there's nothing else. There's nothing else. I don't have that cigarette for anxiety. I don't try to jerk off all the time. I'm not watching porn because I'm trying to make a baby. I don't have a nut when she's ovulating and I gotta go fuck, and I jerked off twice and I don't got a nut to make life.
Yeah.
So I'm not a fucking piece of shit. Later, you know, I actually have a kid.
So food is your main.
It's a main thing, and it's like you don't have it because you can't afford it. And Joe can eat.
There's a deli by my house that has
one that throws out scraps,
and I am in the back of the garbage bag.
Dan, we're gonna put the scraps in the white bag. Yeah. Those are the good ones. The black bag is garbage.
Don't eat it.
Funny
man. White
it's
garbage.
It's the clown. And give him the scraps.
They're in the windows going, Watch it. He go to the white garbage bag. He rips it open and eats like a monster.
He's like a werewolf.
We call him the bear.
That's fucking funny. Dad eats like a raccoon. Dad's a raccoon.
Dad's a raccoon. Dad's a raccoon.
You know what though?
Real quick, I want to thank Heather Graves for donating to the podcast. Thank you very much. And David Johnson donated to the podcast some cash. I really appreciate that.
Oh, sorry.
What's that?
We close to the date? To the date money?
Not one. No, because we haven't aired that. We haven't aired it yet.
We'll have aired before this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. No. We're this podcast will be up soon, but not that. We haven't aired yet. We hopefully will. Hopefully we'll have the money for Joe.
To pay him back.
To pay him back.
But do you understand that one's going to air before
Yeah,
this?
But do you understand that you shouldn't have fucking opened your fat fucking
Why?
Mouth? Because.
I'm doing it like.
You're not. Succession. I don't do that. What do you think? I don't play those games. Just shut your mouth.
What games?
We don't have to do that. I was just thanking people. On the thing, and you go, have we made them? Now I got to go down the fucking vortex of when this is coming out, and now I got to play the game. Oh, yeah, no, Joe, you have. No! Fucking stupid.
That's not stupid. It's not dumb.
It's not right.
We do.
Well, I was going to ask. I was going to ask if that's.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, that was not an out of line question.
I'd love if that caught on. Wouldn't that be great if it caught on? Hey, you got a newspaper? That was just great. I want people, if you go to Joe's show, I want you to go up to him and go, dude, great show, Joe. You're a killer.
Do that. I'll fucking kick you in the balls.
No, you, no.
Not you, the person that does it.
Yeah, and if that person is a man, you won't.
I'm kidding.
Of course, if that person is a fucking woman that might blow you, you won't.
Of course I won't. I won't do anything. I'll go, thanks for listening to the podcast. Can I have a, will you donate? Please.
Please donate.
We do have the fucking my brain just stopped. My bed did.
Flat tire.
Goddamn flat tire. We do have the merch page up with the coffee mug, which says has the podcast logo, and it says on the back, you got your coffee, boom. We got the Joe DeRosa Dangerous Joe, which is a fucking great shirt.
Love it.
We got it in I got it in Heather.
That's you did.
I got it red Heather. Joe is the biggest fucking just tit. He's a titted man. That's what I call him, titted man.
Absolutely.
He goes, dude, can you get it in Heather? Fuck is Heather?
He's a dapper
and
dresser.
And doesn't it look awesome?
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So how about looking at it as a tool instead of a...
How about...
You know? Because you would have never known. You would have been on the phone trying to explain what that was.
You dress like P. Diddy's assistant.
What does that mean?
You stink. I'm sorry.
You're very
Dan didn't even
man.
Laugh.
No, it didn't laugh. I did. But listen, we got it in Heather. Red Heather.
Butte.
So that's your thing. And then it's we got awesome. Yours in green,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking great.
Love a gator.
It's a gator. We made it. It would have been four colors if we didn't get green. Now it's a color shirt. I can't wait to get that shirt either. Yeah. And then we actually have the podcast shirt.
Yeah.
The YKWD.
What color is that one?
That's actually a gray.
Ah, nice. That's cool. All right.
Yeah, I didn't get any black and white. It's just so fucking typical. I flipped it up a little bit. And then we have the posters up yeah. there from the first You Know What Dude Live, which we all signed. They're signed by the three of us. They're fucking great. And each one is individually numbered. There was only 100 of them, or 135 of them. And so if you get one, you got one. And then when they're gone, they're gone. They'll never be printed up again, so don't ask. So if you want one, make sure you get it off the website. They're signed by the three of us. We individually, you know, it's not like somebody did it for us. We sat here and fucking wailed that shit out, and I was going to fight with my wife about it.
There's a special one.
Stupid Dan. There's a special one. That's right. There is one. One of the posters is very special.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote some shit on the back.
Yes.
It's not that special. It's not like
special.
It's not like there's a 20 on the back.
That'd be cool.
But like, you got your money back. This poster was free. But one of the posters, we wrote some stuff on the back. Just one of them. So out of the 135, or actually it's 100 and, it's 100 posters actually, because we gave out a few. So there's about 100 posters on the merch page. One of them is very special. And if you're the lucky person to get that poster, we will I will send you some free shit.
That's cool.
We'll send you a Joe DVD, CD.
CD.
I know. yeah. My CD DVD. We'll send you Monster Voices tape from his open micer that he did.
Yep.
I paid last
five
week.
Bucks, brought 20 friends, and ripped it up.
And did the same 10 minutes.
All
right, we're going to put this on pause for just a few seconds. We got some shit we need to tell you. So just listen up and we'll be back ASAP.
Hey, y'all. Dixie here. Just hang on for a second and just listen. There are a few things we need you to do for us. One, the YKWD merchandise page is live and ready to take your orders. We have YKWD t-shirts, Dangerous Joe t-shirts. It's a goddamn gator fight t-shirts and coffee mugs.
You got your coffee, dude. Boom!
And the live gig poster signed by all the boys. Two, make sure you keep spreading the word. Tell your friends, your family, your lovers, or whoever the hell will listen about the YKWD podcast. And number three, make sure you check out all the other shows at Riotcast.com. They're all real amazing and funny, and best of all, they're fucking free. So go get them, you muskrats.
What's going on? If you're a fan of the podcast, I want you to come see me live, do my stand-up. Go to Robert Kelly Live and look at my dates on the side of the page. I'm in Las Vegas, I'm in Reno, I'm in Connecticut, I'm in New York, I'm in Maryland, I'm in fucking Florida. I'm all over the goddamn place. So make sure you go to Robert Kelly Live, check out all my dates. You can buy tickets right on my website. Make sure you do that and spread the word. I'll see you at the show. And we're back. That wasn't that bad, was it? Now you know. Shit you should know. Enjoy the rest of the show.
I got a...
Herpy?
No. Nope.
What?
I got a tweet that's just bugging me.
What is it?
About what?
What?
Get off your chest, Joe.
It's bugging me.
Or your lack
and
of chest.
Was it on the YKWD podcast tweet?
No, it was
on because you know we have that, right?
Yes, I
did. All the people that are following Joe and Dan and me, go to YKWD, at YKWD podcast, and follow us, please. Right. Stop fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And get everybody on. We want at least 40,000 followers by the end of the month.
Follow us.
YKWD podcast. What happened, Joe? What's wrong, buddy?
It's not even a bad tweet. It's just irking the shit out of me.
What was it?
Last night, I tweeted out, I bought this rap album by this guy named Apathy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really fucking great album.
You were telling me about that.
Yeah, really great. He lives in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to fucking tweet about this album. It's really good. So I tweeted out, if you're a hip-hop fan, go and buy Apathy's
Honky Kong, right now, sick beats, sick rhymes, it's masterful. And his fucking kid tweets me today. It goes, I cringed when I read that tweet. Please don't try to ever sound hip again. And it's like, I know he's trying to be fucking funny. He follows me or whatever, whoever this kid is. It just fucking irked me because it's like, dude, yeah. I have listened to rap music since I was literally 9 years old.
People don't know it.
I can talk. I can have a full educated conversation about it. And it's like, it just bothers me, that fucking comfort level of like, I know you. Listen, kid, don't fucking try to sound hip around me. It's like, who the fuck are you, dude? Like, it's not, you're not a comic. You're not an entertainer. You're not funny.
I hear you, dude. I hear you. And here's the thing you have to, you can't, this is what sucks about Twitter, Joe. You can't pick up tone on Twitter. That's the one thing that fucking blows about this 140 characters. You cannot pick up tone. You can't, hey, what's up, man? Dude, stop fucking being an idiot, Joe. You can't pick up where he was coming from. The way you hear it is, stop trying to be fucking Kip, you fucking idiot. That's the way you hear it, depending on your mood or where you're at. But he could be like, dude, stop trying to be hip, Joe, you asshole. Come on. I mean,
he said this tweet made me cringe. I mean, I think it was pretty clear that he was going, this tweet made me cringe. Please don't try to sound hip.
Dude, yeah, but this tweet made me fucking cringe, bro. What the fuck? You don't know where his tone was. You just know what he wrote. So he could be a big fan of yours and wrote this, but he doesn't know also. A lot of people don't know that you fucking can rap, dude. People don't know that you rap. I mean, I tell people and they're like, get the fuck out of here. You know hip hop, you know rap, you know the culture, you know the music, you do. I mean, look, if you look at you, dude, you should know books and big books.
And where the nearest library is.
And you should know where fucking, like, somebody is playing a game in a mall, like in one of those fucking game stores.
Where they're doing the latest Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, all yeah. Right. That's what you look like, all Joe. Right. You look like you should be shopping for fucking shoes and playing card games somewhere.
I do those things too.
Yeah. You just also happen to know your stuff on hip hop.
They don't know that you know that, but here's the thing. Fine. Blow it the fuck off. I'm learning to like, here's a fucking guy. This is what I hate, Joe. A guy tweets Opie about me.
Right.
Okay. So he's not tweeting me. He's trying to be fucking funny to Opie about me. Never mind. You're right. It's like, fuck you, dude. You know, that shit bugs me.
Right.
Go be funny. Just say my name. Don't fucking involve me. You're not a fan of mine. You're not my fan. You're Opie's fucking fan. Go be his fucking fan. I never asked you to come the fuck over here. You know what I mean? A guy like that is probably your fan. He listens to the podcast. He's trying to just be funny with you.
He is a fan. He follows me.
That doesn't always mean a fan.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
I have a lot of people that follow me that aren't my fan. They follow me because of somebody else, and then they really don't like me.
It just always bugs me, man, that like this is not... this isn't ego talking in any way. I know who the fuck I am. I don't think I'm something.
Who
I'm
are
not.
You, Joe? Tell us.
I don't know.
Tell
anymore.
Us, Joe. Who are you? Joe, tell us. Joe, come on.
I'm Dangerous Joe.
Yeah. You got a gun in one hand.
And a tumbler in the other.
Take a sip, Joe.
Give me a...
And tell those people what
broads.
You really feel.
A lot of broads in the crowd.
Tell that guy off. What's his name, Joe? What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, tell him how you really feel, Joe.
Bartender, get me a scotch and a 9mm.
Uh-oh, it's the Joe D special. still love it.
But like this, it bugs me that like when I, it's just, you know what, it's not this guy and me. It's fucking Twitter. It's technology. It's the culture.
Yeah.
It bugs me anymore. It's like when I was a fan of somebody,
right,
and I could by chance email them or write a letter or whatever, the last fucking thing I would do is try to be a smartass or insult them as a fan.
Yeah.
I'd want to take the opportunity I had to say to them, dude, I really like what you do, man. Thank you. Or whatever. I'm not saying this kid's got to thank me. I'm not going, I deserve to be. I don't mean it like that. I just mean like, why waste the opportunity? And it's because of the dynamic that this social shit has created.
Get them out of your life, Joe. Here, it doesn't matter. Just get him out.
Who?
Email the kid back and go, look, man, you're a fucking idiot. Go fuck yourself. You can't. Here's what you do. You either just block him, get him the fuck out, and have him go, what the fuck, man? Who cares? Who cares? Stop caring about one person. How many people follow you?
Not a lot. Like 13,000.
That's a lot.
Oh, that's God. Not that much. No, it's not that. I mean,
for you, it's a lot.
Right.
For where you're at in the business, it's a lot.
Okay.
Seriously.
I appreciate it.
No, that's a lot of people that's following you, dude. Seriously. I know guys that are more famous than you that have less followers.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Okay?
I'm right where I should be.
Yeah, how many you got?
1,500.
Yeah, but you had fucking 800 when we met you.
500. 500
when we first got on the podcast.
Yeah, so
yeah, people are following you guys. But these people, that's what I'm saying. That's why this podcast is great, Joe. I love this fucking podcast. I love the people that listen to it. You know why? Because they're fans of the podcast. They're not fans of Twitter or someone who told some other show, whatever the fuck you did. Or it's your fans. The you know what, dude? Fucking people are that follow you now.
Right.
Are your fans. Right. They like what you do. They come in every fucking Monday and the thousands
and thousands
of fans like Joe D and me and Danger. So look, you gotta let that guy have a fucking pass. He has no idea. And you know what?
He's a you know what duder.
I fucking read these ads, and the only ones that I delete now are the fucking ones that don't like me. That I know you don't like me. You're not a fan. The ones that are kind of busting balls, I try to answer the fans too. If they ask a question, they want to know something, I'll try to take a day or a time to fucking answer them back. There's people that want me to do the podcast. I really can't. I don't have the time, but I'll tell them, look, I don't have the time. I'm sorry. Respond to these people that are fans, the ones that are fucking cool. I acknowledge. And the ones that aren't, fuck you. Goodbye. And then they get mad. And if you email me and go, dude, what the fuck? I was just kidding. Go, well, fuck you, dude. How the fuck am I supposed to know? And you get rid of him. Who cares?
I know. Look, I know. I really believe in my heart that he was just trying to be funny. Yeah. And I get that.
I hope he was really trying to be mean.
But here, it just...
He tweets at him again. I was trying to be a dude.
I hope the next tweet is, no, dude, I wasn't. I don't like you. And I think you're a fucking phony.
The wall being broken down just bugs me. It's like it's everything. It's like your whole life, there's just no distance.
I know, but we talked about this over and over. We've done it a million times on this podcast, and here's the deal. It is what it is. That's why I do Instagram. Instagram is just photos. I don't have to fucking I don't write anything to anybody. I just put my photos up and that's it. And people like them or they don't.
Do people do Instagram?
Is it like
becoming like Twitter where you get a lot of followers?
I got a lot of followers. I got like 25 or 3,000 people that follow me on there. I got, you know, on Instagram. But I like it because I can do my stupid shit that I like doing, taking photos with my stupid phone and showing them to people where I'm at today, what I did, blah, blah, blah. Look at this asshole. Same shit. And Twitter, too. Twitter is what it is, man. My favorite thing is this podcast. I want to talk about social media. You probably get more people showing up at your shows and true fans of yours and Dan's and mine that actually listen to the fucking show.
Right.
This is what I focus on. I love doing this. Right. You know, this is social media. We do this for nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, the fans help us out too. The fans that donate, the fans that came to the live show, the fans that, you know, come up to you and go, how many times do you at a show now? And hey, dude, fan of the podcast, big fan of the podcast.
Right.
That's the shit.
Yeah, it's great.
They're showing up. That's the difference. You want to know why people are famous? It's because the people show up. The people get behind them. And now you have a platform, this podcast or something where whatever it is, the fans that you have are yours.
Right.
You know, the thousands of fans, the 30,000 people that download this every week are fans of the show.
Right.
Because you actually have to do something. You have to go download it, put it on your phone, and listen to it.
Right.
It's not a quick thing where you get a quick thing. You can just blast you on Twitter of 140 characters because you wrote something, you know, that you thought was. It's not. It's the whole thing. You get to hear the beginning of the story and the end of the story.
Right. You know what's interesting about this Twitter thing is there's.
Don't ever interrupt me.
I wasn't. You finished your sentence, Bobby.
Okay, go ahead.
I have the headphones on. But I appreciate your aggression and trying to make me a better
person. I'm kidding. I love you, Dan. Go. Do a voice.
But there's some comics on Twitter, and I was talking to two of my friends that live in Los Angeles. There's one guy that has...
Your only friends.
My only friends. He has like 140,000 followers on Twitter.
Right.
And he's not that good of a comic.
Yeah.
But he got really big on Twitter. And now he's like selling out theaters and stuff.
Yeah.
And his act sucks.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I'm not going to mention. I don't want to mention this.
All right. Well, here's the deal.
Name some fucking names.
Hang on one second.
All right, Dangerous Joe.
You can. Okay, there you go. There you go. There you fucking go.
Like, he's killing it in 140 characters, but he can't do 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You'll go and you'll do your shit show and you'll make people not want to go to the next show.
Who, me?
Not you. Yes. Not
Joe
you.
Is so
not,
defensive.
Not you, but yes, you.
No, fuck you. Take that back.
I'm not saying you.
You were looking at me.
Yeah, because we're doing a podcast.
There's two people.
What do you think? I'm Kathy and I don't look at you the whole
time? That was great. This was her. No, Joe.
Oh, she didn't fucking.
Don't take us deeper into the vortex if you don't want to talk about it.
You're right.
Joe. Bringing it back, DeRosa.
Look, man. I let go of it, man. I let go of the Twitter. Because here's the deal. The only thing you can control is the shit that you put out there. Mm-hmm. If I want to put a tweet out there, I'll do it. I'm not doing it to get a response. There's some people that tweet professionally. Mm-hmm. They work all day at thinking of funny shit to say on Twitter.
Right.
And they put 140 of funny shit. There's some good for them. That's what they do. But they don't do a fucking what I do. They don't do podcasts. They don't go on stage for an hour and fucking kill it. They don't do that shit. You know what I mean? They don't have that ability. That's what they do. Good for you. And I have nothing against them. I actually like reading some of the people.
Right.
Morgan Murphy's funny.
She is funny. She's really funny.
Is she a headliner comic around the world? No. But you know what? She's funny on stage, but she's also really funny on Twitter. She's amazing on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Levy's fucking
really funny.
He's really funny on Twitter, man. But you know, is he a stand-up comic? Can he go and do it? No. But he's funny on Twitter.
Really.
So they get followers from Twitter. They found a niche to actually get people to be into them and fans of them.
Right.
So now people will watch the show because Andy's on it.
Right.
Now Morgan will get people to come to her shows because of her Twitter. Okay, great. That's fine. I'm doing this podcast to get people to go to my shows. I want you to listen to me and the other two idiots and fucking come to our shows when we do them. And this is for you too. This is our Twitter. It's just a long version.
Long-winded.
This is the longest fucking version of Twitter ever, you know?
Right.
And we do Twitter. I mean, you just got to let it go, man. You do block the people and don't even think about it. If it fucking bugs you and you see something that you're like, fuck, like this guy who did that to Opie, I'm not going to block him. It's like, whatever. I don't really block that many people anymore. And you know what? I blocked a few people. They got wind of it. And now people say nice shit and people aren't a fucking asshole. Or they'll say, dude, I love you at the end of it when they say something mean.
I only block it when people are like, you fucking suck. I hate you when you're on.
You should have
red eye.
Five people on your Twitter. I'm kidding. Geez. I'm kidding, dude.
Oh, God. Almighty.
Look, man, the more famous you get, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. There you go. I've seen it. You know, the more famous you get, the worse it's going to fucking get. So fuck it. Who cares? Who gives a fuck, man? Who cares? Just fucking blow it off, dude. It ain't worth it because there's way more people that love you, even the ones that bust your balls that love you. But anyways, dude. So look, I hate ending the podcast on that because we've talked about it so much. Fucking goddamn it! I'm aggravated that you brought that up, Joe.
Why?
Why? Hey. Because we were on such a great tear.
That was a great tear.
But we've done it before.
So what?
I don't like repeating fucking. It's like
playing the jams,
huh?
I don't want to play the jams.
I want to fucking create new shit.
Listen, I know the score. You didn't have to go on a long tirade.
That's what I do.
I just wanted to complain about a tweet that was bugging me. That's
what I do. Though
I thought maybe we'd talk about the hip hop album. To be honest with you,
what's a hip hop album? Your hip hop album?
No, the one I was tweeting about.
What is it?
This guy Apathy is really fucking good. He's been around for a while, apparently. I just heard of him, though.
Let's talk about the guy who fucking did the new poster.
Yes.
Beck. You saw it, right?
Yeah. Which poster?
The fucking the comic book poster.
Yeah. Unbe-fucking-lutable.
Oh, from Germany.
The German guy.
Hey, let's fucking... Hey,
holy shit.
That's for
that
you.
Literally.
That was... High hit. No.
Whoa, all right. Whoa, boy. I think they
all right. <well. laughs>
Yeah, that thing's great, man.
That dude, Beck, God bless
Holy
you.
Holy shit, that was awesome.
Fan from Germany actually did a comic book of the show, me, Joe. Oh, my God. DeRosa.
It's unbelievable.
It's the best thing a fan's ever sent
me. He's got his soft blue eyes.
Oh, God. And he's got monster voice in the back, and it's just fucking beautiful. So it's actually going to go up on the merch site soon. We're going to figure out what to do with it to get it to you guys.
That's fucking
so you guys
cool.
can have a copy of this, too. Back, holy shit.
It might be my favorite
yeah, it's
thing.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant. It's yeah. brilliant.
I'm excited to get a poster.
He's got my fat fingers down, my fat little hands.
Yeah, it's a great poster. Thank you, Beck.
But yeah, I'm doing UCB tonight, by the way.
Are you really? You're doing yeah. What is it? It's Tuesday. Is it Monday? You're doing Whiplash?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to fucking murder.
You don't know that.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Tonight
I just
you're doing
you
Whiplash?
Say it again. Yeah, why?
You're going to kill.
How do you know?
Because it's the best show in town.
You're going to blow the
is
asshole
it?
Out of
yeah.
that room.
I don't know.
They're not going to be able to, yeah. You don't understand. It's
they blow the asshole out of it?
Yeah. Give it a red sock.
Why do people make up new terms for fucking, why can't you just, you're going to kill? Why do we have to have a blow the asshole out of the room?
Because I thought it sounded cool and it didn't.
Blow the asshole out of
it
the room?
It didn't sound cool.
No, it doesn't sound
they,
cool.
They, listen, not that they need my help. They sell out every week, but
they do.
They, it is the best show in town. It is quite possibly the best show in the country.
Really?
It's just the most attentive, we'll go any way you want to go audience. Mm-hmm. They're ready to laugh. Nobody's talking. They're
love
just
it.
Having a great time. Like,
holy shit.
It's the best.
I love
it. It is the fucking best, man.
Oh,
and
man.
They're not snotty. Like shows like that get a get a bad rap sometimes where they go, oh, is that downtown, I read the New Yorker.
Yeah.
Snot, and it's like, no. No,
awesome.
They run the fucking gamut of comics on that show. You know,
yeah.
Every guy I know, whether they're a downtowner or a club guy or a national or not, whatever,
right.
They go on, they fucking kill. It's great, man. It's I love that show.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah. I did it once before already.
Yeah.
It was cool. I didn't fucking blow the asshole out of the room.
All right, I'm sorry I said that.
Well, I mean, come on.
I apologize.
How long have you been doing comedy?
7 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How's your career going?
It's going pretty good.
You know what? Esty gave him my spot. I canceled last week. He got the fucking...
Yeah.
He got the you got my... I usually mm-hmm. do the last spot on the first show.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even on the second show. You are on the first show mm-hmm. when I'm not around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're going to actually be where I'm at on the first show, which is the Elite Comics.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
How does it feel to get treated like an actual comedian?
It feels
in
really
that club.
Weird and good.
Does it feel really good?
Feels really good.
Robert, I want to thank you so much
it's
for
unbelievable.
Bringing me Dan Sota.
I'm trying to work my way in. I mean, they let me do sometimes the late show without putting my name on the board or anything. Hopefully one of these days I'll be allowed to do the show with professionals. I'm just trying to work up to the professional level in this business.
Yeah, how does it work, Dan? Tell him.
Yeah,
I don't have time right now, but since you know what I mean? I'm professional. You tell him. Tell him.
I mean, I'm brand new. I'm just really learning the ropes right now.
But you did what me and Godfrey and Corielli did. You got right in and right to the front show.
Right.
You made it right past everybody. You're on the first show, dude.
Yeah.
That's Norton, Quinn, Tom Papa.
I'm following Quinn tonight.
Wow.
I'm scared shit.
Following Quinn?
I love Colin Quinn's one of my
Following Quinn is like, it's the best following Colin. Because he's up there telling jokes and they're ready to laugh. So so how does it feel to just
feels good?
That's nice, man.
A little intimidating.
You're fucking humble. I, you know what? Fuck you.
Okay,
honey, go boil some
doing
water.
It's funny what he's doing.
No, he's not. He's doing humble.
No,
fucking
he's
Dan.
Fucking with me. He's fucking with me back. It's funny.
Yeah.
This is.
Are you?
He's doing the, like feels
him.
Good.
Yeah, but
feels
I don't
good.
Like it. I want you to
what
really
you
fuck with him.
What do you want? Fucking. You know what it feels like?
Yeah.
Feels like domination.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Feels like I'm just kicking the shit out of it. Nah.
I'll tell you what it feels like to me.
What?
It feels like it feels like I'm Alan Thicke on Growing Pains.
And I'm Mike Seaver.
No, you're Leonardo DiCaprio when you came in the sixth season. I'm like, hey, kid, we'll show you the ropes. And it's like, hey, stupid, have fun at your reunion Growing Pains movie where y'all go to Europe. I'll be shooting The Departed. That's what it fucking feels like. Fuck. Well.
Well.
No, you know, of course, I love the proprietors of our sister podcast, Live from the Table. And hopefully one day I can get on your radar, folks.
Let Joe in the cellar. Let Joe in the cellar.
Like, you're gonna do like a,
we're gonna go out and I want. We're gonna set a night when
like
you,
a like a Live Aid, but for Joe.
In front. Anytime you walk by the cellar, we have to let Joe in the cellar. Let Joe in the cellar.
Just give him a set.
Let Joe in the cellar.
Early Thursday.
Let Joe in the cellar. Late night spot, please. Fucking Joe can't catch a break. All right, listen, man, that's the end of this podcast. We got to wrap this up. I think we did a 3-hour podcast. Make sure you go to at Joe DeRosa Comedy on Twitter and be nice to the fucking guy. Could somebody just fucking... be nice to Joe.
You know what? For all the bitching I did about the mean tweet.
Listen,
I got a nice tweet. I got a lot of nice tweets.
Nah, of course we do. We love you all. Thanks for all the nice tweets and the middle tweets and thanks for following us. And go to at Dan Soder on Twitter and make sure you follow him because he's only has 1,500 people following
which
him.
Which I'm okay.
Shut
with,
up, you fucking neutral, stupid
Swedish
corporate
Dan.
Douche. Thanks for following us. We got a new one at. YKWD podcast on Twitter. Make sure you spread the word about that. Thanks for donating. Make sure you go to the merch page. Check out all our shit. And RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. JoeDeRosaComedy.com for his few dates that he has up there. And if you like Guinness, I'm kidding. And go. Joe has a lot of dates. You got to find them. But listen.
You can go to SouthBeachComedyFestival.com to find out where I'm going to be in...
At South Beach.
Jesus
and Christ. And South by Southwest.
Wow. I'm at South by Southwest.
I know. I'm hosting a show for you.
Nice. Joe, you're at... Oh, okay. Bye.